So one of the pieces in this memorandum of understanding is there is a 60-day window now that things have kicked off.
Yes.
And within that 60 days, we should get a deal. But there is a provision that if both sides agree that there needs to be an extension, they can extend.
So if negotiations are going well.
That's what the president says. If negotiations are going, negotiations are going well, then they'll extend it.
But if not, he'll just drop a bomb on their head.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So fine enough. Okay. But after, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks of negotiations to even get to this point, you know, the skepticism of this memorandum of understanding is high. It's high for me. And what exactly is the chances of this lasting or holding or getting to a point where, you know, I feel differently about this or you may feel differently about this. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Peter D. Johnson. He's an expert in negotiations, author of Negotiating with Trump, Lessons on Power, Influence, and Dealing with Extreme Bargainers. Peter, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning, Chris and Lloyd. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let's dig into your expertise here. Yesterday, we got the verbiage of what this memorandum of understanding is. We know that Donald Trump views himself as a master negotiator. Do you think that that came through in this deal?
That's a good question. I would say if the president has put himself in a corner with this deal, obviously through his actions with Iran. And what I do in negotiating with Trump is explore all of his strengths and weaknesses across his 60 years of deal making. And I would say this isn't completely unfamiliar to Trump. He's obviously made mistakes before, and his aggressive fixed pie, what we call it in the negotiation field, approach to negotiation undermines him, where he assumes that it's a win-lose proposition from the start. And therefore, just as what's happened here, he can lose when he misplays his cards. And he did in this case on behalf of the nation. I don't know about his personal interests. They may well have been satisfied in terms of providing a distraction away from the Epstein files, for example, and a weak domestic economy. But overall, he certainly falls into mistakes like this based on his history. He also does a lot of things well in more informal negotiations. Formal deals like this are not his forte, ironically or not. So that's what I would say in terms of the president. I'd also say that this deal, I wouldn't get too fussed about it because it's not going to last. This deal is dead on arrival in terms of the longer term. You talked about the 60 days getting beyond that. Finally, it may be extended, but ultimately we know this deal is doomed to failure for two reasons. One is how it was reached under duress for Iran and attacks, lack of trust. The people at the table didn't have the expertise to negotiate this deal. And they didn't include a lot of key players who will be required to keep this deal in place and the peace over time, including Israel. So that's one thing we know was a flaw, the how. The what, I would just say why this deal won't last in terms of U.S. interests is Iran is going to pursue its nuclear weapon one way or the other. Would you, after two unprovoked attacks in the last 9 months, say, yeah, sure, we'll give up our nuclear arms? And secondly, they learned over the last number of months that they have a superpower. And why would you give up that superpower, which is how they can put a stranglehold on the world economy through the Strait of Hormuz?
Peter, one of the themes in your book is that the president understands human psychology exceptionally well. What are some of the psychological principles he uses most effectively?
That's a great question. I talk about a whole range of psychology the president uses. Two in particular to that question. One is that he's anchored people to an impression of him, a first impression. We are very much, and I go into the details of this in the book, but we're very much driven by our first impressions, not just of people, but of things and answers. And the president has done an excellent job, starting with The Apprentice in 2004, at having people, his supporters in particular, see him as the ultimate success. To your question earlier about is this out of character, this kind of deal? And he has given his supporters that impression of success, despite the fact that he has a myriad of failings, as we know, that are not consistent with what a successful negotiator or business person would achieve. So that's one thing. And the second thing, he projects authority, power and authority. We have a tendency to want to follow authority. He does that beautifully. And I'll ask you too this question along those lines. Have you ever seen the president in jeans?
Never.
I don't think, does he own a pair of Levi's?
I don't know if he does.
Right? And there's a, that speaks, that's because he's incredibly aware of having that crisp, authoritative look as president, with a flag and the symbols, the trappings of authority around him, so people don't question him and they see him as an authority figure. Very powerful psychological ploy on his behalf. And the last one psychologically is he has an amazing ability to draw on a tendency we have that's called loss aversion, which means we value our losses or potential losses at twice the level of equal gains. So that means you'd have to find $40 in the street to make up for a $20 when you lose $20 in the street, because we fear loss so heavily. And the president, MAGA, Make America Great Again, is all about perceived losses. And if you don't have a loss, he'll make you think you have one in order to reinforce his ability to be an authoritative leader. And there's a link there because 40% of Americans in some polls have said they prefer an authoritarian leader in the right circumstances. And what are those circumstances? They're people thinking that they're losing something or about to lose something, in which case they want a powerful leader like Trump to protect them. And when you combine that fear of loss with power and authority and how he's anchored people to think he's such a success, you get Donald Trump being elected twice, negotiating his way to power.
Peter, we just have 30 seconds left here. I want to go back to something you said about the people negotiating this deal not being the best people to do it. Were these talks then doomed from the beginning, do you think?
Yes. In a word. I'm not dissing these people.
Sure.
But when you look at J.D. Vance and you look at Steve Witkoff, real estate developer Jared Kushner,
right,
investment guy. I'm not saying they're not competent negotiators,
sure,
in their field,
sure,
but to bring them into this complexity with so many issues, and the president is
right,
well overseeing this, giving directives, this was doomed from
the start. Well, we can't wait to read the book. It is Negotiating with Trump, Lessons on Power, Influence, and Dealing with Extreme Bargainers. Peter D. Johnson, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Chris and Lloyd. Have a great day to you and your listeners.
You
as well.
You do the same. More next.